This is Michael Popak with the Legal AF Viewer Guide. Whenever Donald Trump attacks a family member of a judge in one of his cases, criminal or civil, and accuses them of posting material against him suggesting that he should be in jail, it's a lie. Either because Donald Trump's been willingly or unwillingly or unwittingly duped into believing that that account is real. We have two main examples of that. One just happened recently. Donald Trump decided to go after the soft underbelly of the judge, Judge Mershon, in the criminal case involving Stormy Daniels and the hush money cover-up that starts on the 15th of April in New York. And since he can't attack the lawyers or the witnesses or do any other that types of intimidation, he'll do whatever like a mob boss would do. Actually, mob bosses won't do this. They won't attack civilians. They won't attack family members. Donald Trump will. He's worse. He's worse than a mobster. Because he went after the daughter of a judge in one of his criminal cases because the judge allowed her to be fair game by the way he wrote his gag order. But in doing so, he lied. He said that the daughter of Judge Mershon, who does work for a PR firm that does have political clients who are mainly on the Democratic side of the aisle, that she posted on a social media account images of Donald Trump in prison garb. That's a lie. And as the New York court system had to instruct the world and inform Donald Trump, that account had been disabled by Judge Mershon's daughter over a year ago, and it had been reconstituted by bad people and bad guys who took control of the account and posted this imagery. It wasn't hers. It's not attached to her email address, and she's not. And how stupid would it be for her, right? Because she was already earlier attacked by Donald Trump. When the indictment first happened, when the Judge Mershon was assigned to the case, just as he was assigned to the case of the criminal tax evasion fraud case against Donald Trump's company that resulted in a jury finding 17-0 against Donald Trump's company's finding tax fraud, he bashed Judge Mershon. He said, he's in the back pocket of Joe Biden because he donated 50 whole dollars because in New York, where I practice, the judges are not apolitical. They're not nonpartisan. Everybody knows who's the Democrat on the ticket. Everybody knows who the Republican is who runs for office. Judges are elected in New York. Sometimes they're appointed if there's vacancies, but they're elected in New York. So we all knew that Judge Mershon in a city of primarily Democrats is Democrat. So first he attacked him for a $50 donation. Then he figured out that his daughter worked for a PR firm that did some work for some other Democratic candidates, not against Donald Trump, not for Joe Biden, not even for Kamala Harris, just for others. And she never worked on those accounts. She just happened to work at the agency. But that didn't stop Donald Trump from going after her 2 years ago when he was first indicted. And now we're back at it. Once Donald Trump figured out the contours of the gag order, he figured out the daughter was fair game. How disgusting and depraved. So he went after her, except he lied and said there was a social media account that was linked to her when that was a lie. And the court system of New York had to correct it. But it's not the first time. I said this is a viewer guy. You might think, is Popak doing deja vu again? Didn't Donald Trump get duped and lie about another social media account about another judge and their family member? And you'd be right. Because he went after, Donald Trump went after Judge Engoron and told his followers and listeners and whoever would give him the time of day, that Judge Engoron's wife had a social media account that similarly posted photos of him in prison garb or F Donald Trump or whatever it was. And that was a lie as well. The problem with Donald Trump's lies is the problems with all lies. It's that old saying about a lie gets all the way around the world before the truth gets its shoes on. That by the time the truth comes out, 12 hours or 12 days later, the media has moved on, the media's attention has moved on, the news cycle has moved on, and Donald Trump got to do what he wanted to do, which was to bash fraudulently members of the criminal justice system or civil justice system, judges and their daughters. He's a bully of the first degree. He's a bully of the first degree. As I said, mob members of the mafia don't go after civilians, don't go after family members, wives and daughters. But Donald Trump is worse than that. He knows no boundaries. He'd put a horse head in somebody's bed if he thought it would be effective. So he stood up, and he doesn't care that he's wrong. That's the thing. That's called willful blindness. That's called reckless disregard for the truth. If I were the daughter of Judge Mershon, I would file a lawsuit for defamation against Donald Trump. I could think of a lawyer or two, not named Michael Popak, that you could retain. Robbie Kaplan comes to mind, the lawyer who's made a cottage industry out of successfully suing Donald Trump and taking hundreds of millions of dollars out of his wallet in representing E. Jean Carroll, for instance, who was terribly defamed. This poor young woman's young professional career is being damaged by Donald Trump. She may not want to only have Democratic constituents or clients as part of her client base. I mean, money is green. Maybe she wants to represent other people. But Donald Trump is making it impossible for this person to have a successful career, unless the Democrats rally around her, which they should, and give her lots of new business. That's what I would suggest. This is also an advertisement for her. Another PR firm should make her a partner in that law firm and have her focus on Democratic accounts. But in the meantime, it could also have a negative impact on her, and Donald Trump doesn't care, because he's going after the soft underbelly of the gag order to go after a family member, just as he went after fraudulently and falsely Judge Engoron and his wife that way. Ever try to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up. It's about switching up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. You get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety while breaking your habit. The first time I tried Fume, it was way more flavorful than I thought, and it feels very fresh. The look and feel of a Fume is very sleek. It's well-weighted, perfectly balanced, and extremely fun to fidget with. Plus, Fume's just released a magnetic stand for your Fume, so there's no more losing it around the house. And it's built with fidgeting in mind. You can spin your Fume around on it. Start the year off right with the good habit by going to tryfume.com/legalaf and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off when they use my code LEGALAF to help make starting the good habit that much easier. Start the good habit at tryfume.com/legalaf to save 10% off the journey pack today. Now, judges have tough skins. That's why none of the judges, Judge Chutkan in the District of Columbia, Judge Engoron in the New York State Supreme Court civil fraud case, or Judge Mershon, build into their own gag orders against Donald Trump that he won't bash them. They say their staff, courtroom personnel, witnesses in the case or potential witnesses in the case, family members of prosecutors and FBI agents and investigators are off limits. But they don't exclude their own family members. They really should. Because they want to have a presumption of being impervious to the attacks of Donald Trump. And I give the lawyer, I give the judges a lot of credit that they're willing to take on heavy artillery from Donald Trump and their families too, who did not sign up for this. I mean, look, if you're a family member of a judge, and I know quite a few judges and family members of judges, you sign up for quite a lot. If you're a federal judge or a state judge, especially if you're one that has to run for election all the time, or for what's called, to have a retention vote on you. But they're not fair game in the public eye. They're not in the public eye. I defy you, except on the Supreme Court with a couple of spouses who have stepped out and decided to be insurrectionists in their own right, like Ginny Thomas. I defy you to name the wife, family member, mother of a federal judge. Who are they? We shouldn't know who they are. They did not sign up to be attacked by a former president and a current bully in this way. The judges, that's one thing. But they need our protection too. I mean, there's a reason Joe Biden has authorized and the Supreme Court of the United States has supported increased budget for security around federal judges all the way up to the United States Supreme Court. We have a terrible confluence of things going on in this country right now. Uncontrolled, unregulated gun violence, mass shootings, and attacks and destabilization of our justice system by Donald Trump, who tells his followers and listeners that the justice system is illegitimate. And every attempt to call something illegitimate, whether it's the Donald Trump's attacks on the media and the newspapers as being the enemies of the people, which is straight out of dictatorship playbook, Putin would say it. North Korea's dictator would say it. Hungary's dictator would say it. China's dictator would say it. And Donald Trump says it. Enemy of the people, the media, puts a giant set of crosshairs on the back of the media. At a time when journalists are dying in record numbers around the world and are also imprisoned, including the Wall Street Journal reporter who's still imprisoned. So you have that going on. At the same time, you have basically a flood of handguns and other guns, registered, licensed, unlicensed, and the like, that make the United States the number one mass shooting death capital of the world. By a lot. Like, you'd have to add up the next 5 or 6 countries to just come close to America. You know, every week we have a mass shooting with multiple people dying. And it continues. Put those two things together, undermining the legitimacy of the court system, people who are his followers, cult leaders with guns. And you see where this is going. And so I'll tell you who's not being protected that way are family members. We just had a recent example where a husband of a federal judge was shot down in his own house as the person looked for the judge. And the judge happened to not be home. The son and the father were home, and the father was killed protecting the son. This happens more than I like to report on Legal AF. And so this hot take isn't just about the headline of Donald Trump gets duped or on purpose attacks a judge in one of his cases' daughters. I can't even get those words out without disgust and disdain for Donald Trump and the impact of that and the fact that he was wrong. That wasn't her social media account, but he doesn't care, reckless disregard for the truth, you know, and she has a claim for defamation now, I'm sure. But it's also the broader picture here. What happens when Donald Trump rails against and tries to delegitimize the court system and the impact on the minds, some of which are not straight, of his followers, not all of them. I'm not claiming that everybody that votes for Donald Trump is nuts. I'm not. But we all have to grant it that there is some percentage, whether you call it 1%, 5%, or 20%, whatever the number is, that's a bit unhinged in following an increasingly unhinged, immoral presidential candidate. And many of them have weapons, and our Supreme Court is okay with that and has already turned the Second Amendment upside down to say that everybody can have a gun and use a gun for self-protection or for sport, regardless of any regulation, no regulation, unless there was a regulation on the books from the old-timey times of the 1800s and late 1700s that matches something today, regardless of the fact that the weapons have become so powerful that they rival that as used by the armed forces in people's homes and schools and churches and malls and movie theaters, and the list goes on. We'll continue to follow what happens with Donald Trump's campaign to destabilize the pillars of our society. One place, Legal AF and the Midas Touch Network. If you like this kind of analysis, where we don't blow smoke or sunshine, it's on the Midas Touch Network. Help them get the 3 million free subscribers. It's free. And then you can follow us on Legal AF, which is the podcast that sits at the intersection of law and politics that we do every Wednesday and Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time right here. Wednesdays, I do it with Karen Friedman Agnifilo. Saturdays, with Ben Mycelis. And then on hot takes like this one. If you like this kind of hot take, even though aspects of it may be difficult to listen to, it's something you want to know, then give me a thumbs up and a comment. And let's start a dialogue right here. And a community will continue and help the Midas Touch Network grow to 3 million before the November 5th election. They're going to be very close, and your subscription matters. So until my next hot take, until my next Legal AF, this is Michael Popak reporting.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.